coming at you right now is a Rick Fieldsman special, ladies and gentlemen. Not only will you hear him on guitar, not only will you hear him occasionally in the background, but he wrote this puppy because he is a classic middle-aged suburban dad Swiftie. Thank you, Rick, for the inspiration. Thank you, Coach Cuse, for putting it all together all the time. Here we go. Cruel Summer.
Threw the ball high on the Thursday night, and I know that you caught it. With three wins, got the first round pick, and I know that you traded. Season started slow, out the window. We are always waiting for the softness to go. Guess he rolls the dice, Fields uses eyes, and the Commanders can't take any more. And you're new, the color of your jersey is blue, and Fields is now saying it's blue. Whoa, whoa. Like we're in heaven, but ooh, whoa, whoa, it's DJ Moore. I'm drunk and I'm driving my car, and I'm crying like a baby cause I know you're a star. Thought we're fine, but it wasn't true. But I'm fine getting rid of Chase Claypool, and I know it's early, but I cannot wait. Every night this winter, gonna watch your tape. If fans scream for whatever it's worth, I love you, ain't that the best thing you ever heard? And you're new, the color of your jersey is blue, and Fields is now saying it's blue. Oh, oh, it's DJ Moore. You're cool, taking those defenders to school. It feels like we're in heaven, but
oh, you know things are getting better when Taylor Swift inspires one Rick Fieldsman. Oh my God, the slump is over, guys. The Bears got a win? I thought that was impossible. Justin Fields is all the way back, absolutely on track for an incredible season now. And there's opportunities that lie ahead with the upcoming schedule, including Minnesota this Sunday. Back at home. We're going to talk all about it. We're going to relive some of the highs, the extreme highs from Thursday night at Washington, plus much, much more. Zedoinks.
Boing, 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 boing.
Zero doinks. Zero doinks.
Zedoinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero.
Zadoinks! Oh my God, it has been like a year since we have done a Zero Doinks following a victory by our beloved Chicago Bears. I don't know what to do, say. I don't know. I don't feel like myself. How about you, Dan? You look great.
Thank you so much. I'm sort of speechless still. The Bears are back, all the way back. There was never a doubt. I never doubted anyone. I never doubted Justin Fields. I never doubted the coaching staff. We are so back. October 22nd of last year, I think, was the last win. I don't know that to be a fact. Didn't look it up, but I feel like that sticks out in my brain.
Okay.
That's a long time, Bill. Mm-hmm. We're back. It does feel like a very long time that game happened, like maybe 3 weeks ago. But a pleasant surprise. Didn't ruin a school night.
Mm-hmm.
Go Bears. We're back.
We are back. Rest in peace, Dick Butkus.
Mm.
But you might be our magical piece of the rest of Bears season.
Yes.
Is that insensitive?
Who was it? Was it someone in our group that said having Bears legends die just so we can get wins is not sustainable the rest of the year? Might have been Pat Doinks. I can't remember who it was, but someone said it, and I loved it so much. It's not a sustainable model, but hey, you got to do what you got to do. So, Dick, thank you for your service. Meaning living, and playing with the Bears, and thank you for dying so the Bears could beat the Washington Commanders on a Thursday night during week 5 of this NFL season. Thank you so much, Dick. We'll miss you.
Yes, we already do. We already miss Dick. Special thanks to Rick Fieldsman for the inspiration of the intro song that Dan has not heard, but you, our lovely audience, has. And thank you again to Rick and Coach Cuse. I should thank Coach Cuse also for his help with the intro song. With our outro song, we are bookended tonight, Dan, ooh, with two new tunes that I hope you enjoy and I hope our listeners enjoy. See you next segment.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Go Bears.
Ha-ha!
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You're the pride and joy of Illinois, Chicago Bears, Bear Down.
Hey, right, fucking legend, man. Fuck the Bears. You fuck.
Boing, 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 boing.
Baby, we are back. The Bears are incredible. Dan, I have a simple question for you. Is the 2023 Bears offense the greatest offense ever constructed in the history of the NFL? What do you think?
All signs point to yes. Shocking that if we throw it at DJ Moore, that good things might happen. I'm excited across the board for all of the Bears chatter. Bears Twitter has been amazing. They have, you know, we have a lot of folks who have the Bears running the table this year. We also have a lot of Bears fans who are now, they're anti Caleb Williams people now. Like, who saw that coming? Mm-hmm. Like saying Justin's the guy. Thank God, because Caleb Williams is horrible. As a quarterback prospect, it's been such a fun wild ride for me to watch. I'm the guy who said Justin Fields stinks. He's been awesome these past two games. He's been putting it together. It's maybe fair to give Getsy some credit as well. Guys are open. Maybe Washington's defense isn't as good as we thought. I don't know. I don't know what you want me to do with it, because I was told they were good, and all of a sudden we torched them, and now everyone's like, oh, they're not that good. Their DBs are terrible. So it's like, what are we doing here? So I think the offense is great. Justin Herbert looked good till he tore his ankles off of his body. Was that his ankle?
It was, but I didn't realize that the LA Chargers quarterback was our running back.
did I screw that up? I'm sorry.
No, apologize to no one, Dan. It was great. It was fantastic.
You know what's funny is I think Justin Herbert is also injured, but I don't believe it might be a hand injury. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know, Bill. I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I don't know who's on what team. I don't know what night we're playing anymore. I don't know when we're recording this podcast. I'm lost. This Bears team this offense is a little different. The defense was getting pressure. What's that?
Yeah.
But I don't know. We were down to our fullback at the end of the game. We have so many injuries. Everyone's injured. Not Justin. Justin, thank God Justin's not hurt. But holy shit. I mean, our defensive backs, they're all hurt. It's fun. I don't know. I'm not mad anymore. It's all silly.
It is. There's no reason to be mad when your quarterback is on pace now for 3,886 yards passing, inching ever so closely to that 4,000 mark. That would be red hot. We've been talking about it jokingly and, oh, baby. maybe it won't be so joking after this Sunday. We're not there yet. On pace for 37 touchdown passes. Who saw that coming? Definitely not DraftKings because they had him at either 17.5 or 18.5. Let's surpass that this weekend, baby. DJ Moore now on pace for 1,800 yards receiving and 17 touchdowns. Wow.
Well,
it's a little ridiculous, but we're almost a third of the way through the season. So now it's like, yeah. Okay, not saying it's sustainable. Like, you know, let's have a Bears legend die every week for extra inspiration. but pretty great. And yeah, it's funny. The goalposts have definitely moved about Washington's defense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They completely did. Pre-game, it was hell's coming to breakfast. Chase Young is going to beat the living fuck out of Fields. We'll be lucky to get 9 points, 10 points. And then David Haas says this morning, Fields in the offense has not faced any good defenses the last 2 weeks. So it's like, which one is it, yeah. Guys? I think it's somewhere in between. Yeah, Washington's secondary might blow, but their defense overall, pretty good. So pretty I guess, good. Did the offensive line have a good day?
I think they did. I think Tevin Jenkins actually looked awesome. I think he was like a highly graded by PFF, which, you know, PFF, we do this all the time. When the grades are good, we'll say it's right. When it's bad, we're like, what the fuck do they know? So we'll do it in this case. Tevin Jenkins looks good. I'd love to see him actually play the rest of the season. That'd be great. The other thing is I feel like Bears fans, maybe Packers fans, Packer fans piled on a little bit before their quarterback looked terrible about take DJ Moore out of the equation. He threw for like 40 yards. Like, well, why does he have to throw it anyone else? Like, keep feeding the guy. So,
what a stupid argument. Like that whole argument. Take the best player off your offense and you're not as good. Oh, right.
Hey.
Oh,
guess wow. What? Guess what? Kelsey didn't play the first game of the season. They lost. That doesn't help. I'm sure you prefer to have him out there. I will say though, that during the game, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
You think that game turns out any different if, Joey Sly hits that field goal to cut the lead to 7?
Fair question. I'm going to say yes, because there's no way of proving it otherwise.
Yeah.
It helps to have that little cushion when you've been, you know, burned with fourth quarter, especially a week prior, right?
Yeah.
A few days prior. That's got to, I'm sure that was in the back of everybody's minds. And there definitely was with all the fans, but even the players, they're not like, immune to that. They've got to be thinking that, this is getting a little closer than it was. So hopefully the monkey's off the back though, right? Now that they're in the W column.
I think if he hits that field goal, we may lose that game. Like that was like pressure was on. It's like, oh shit, here we go again. We're just sort of throw a limp dick performance. Limp Dick, by the way, is a cover band for Limp Bizkit. Limp Dick performance in the third quarter and just let him slide right back into it. And I was like, oh, shit, here comes the momentum. Sam Howell might stink, right? I was told he might not be. I'm sorry. Am I just David Haw? Am I David Hawing myself right now?
he was terrible in the first half. Yeah, his stats were pretty much garbage time accumulation. There's no doubt about it. He's very. He's very itchy in the pocket, I think, is what I would how I'd describe him.
Good call. He definitely is. And I'm looking at the stats. He led the team in rushing. He had 19 yards rushing, which is
not great.
I don't know. It was all cool. Logan Thomas looked pretty good. That guy kind of scared me. Maybe speeding him the ball.
He looks like he's 8 feet tall.
That, doesn't he?
He looks huge.
He looks massive. He looks so big. I do something that's bugging me, and I know you're going to say it's because of we didn't draft my Gopher center, but Tyrique Stevenson, he looks like a rookie. He looks bad.
Yeah, he's very rookie.
He's so many plays.
He just
where he doesn't. He just doesn't even look for the ball. Yeah. He's just running. He's, I feel like he's just running with his hands up in the air, just like, oh, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. And he just keeps running. Just he's fucking. Gonna I'm gonna fine. Run through the guy. Yeah,
he's gonna be fine. He's gonna be. You just gotta live with some of the rookie move. You know who looks also rookie who looked better, I would say, last game than Stevenson is your guy Terrell Smith.
Yeah.
He looks really good. He was good. Top PFF. We love him. Like you said, we love him when they talk nice about the Bears. He was one of three Bears rookies in the top eight of their week five rookie PFF ranking. So it was him, Dexter, who we've been wondering when he was going to show up. He was the top Bear rookie. And then Darnell Wright, who I cannot get enough of that replay of him just like heat seeking that cornerback. Coming around on, I don't even know, I can't remember what play it was. I don't know if it was a Fields design run. I don't fucking remember the play. But it was the first time I had watched that one of the QB guys. God damn it. I'm like, my brain is mush. Absolute mush. But the one that like everybody's all nervous when he comes out with it. He's like, 50 minutes. I got 50 minutes on Justin Fields this week. He's like a former journeyman quarterback. God damn it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Who's watching that, by the way?
All of Twitter only.
You mean like Kyle Slaughter? Slaughter my Vagine? He's like one of them. And he's like one of the, 50 minutes of Justin Fields. What? Yeah,
I know.
Who's watching that? Who has the time for that? Yeah, knock it off.
It's too much, but I did enjoy it. It was probably 28 minutes and I loved it. It was great. It was, I don't remember his name, so obviously it made a, there's people right now that are like, his name is whatever. It's an Irish name or a Scottish name. It's an O something. And he was like on the fucking 49ers. He was like their fifth quarterback, if there's such a thing. Who cares? Doesn't matter. All I know is that he was absolutely tugging on some Darnell Wright and in a very good way. And yeah, he's awesome. He's super athletic. And it's like he just likes hurting guys. And same with Tevin Jenkins, like you said. That'd be great if Jenkins could survive the rest of the year. I'll want to re-sign him for multiple years and be disappointed for half the year when he's hurt.
Yeah, that side of the line's looking pretty sexy. I don't know. I mean, they could string together a few wins. It's, you know, people have brought this up. If we do string together a few wins, that Broncos win's going to sting more and more if we're able to. But might be a little premature to at least to have us winning like 10 games easily at this point from Bears fans, which is cracking me up. We're still a one win team. Mm-hmm. We just went almost an entire calendar year without winning a game. To immediately think we're jumping to the playoffs is maybe a bit of a stretch, but I'm enjoying it while I can. And stretchy jumps.
Yes.
But
now have them at six wins. I went through the rest of the schedule. I have them at six, and it was probably trending toward four going into Thursday. So that's good. That would land them like around seven. I was trying to project what do we want the Panthers, like what's the most amount of wins the Panthers can have for us to preserve that number one pick with the Panthers trade.
And
I think it's two at the most.
Oh, see, because I think two.
There are
I think
some
we're
trash
dangerous
teams. Yeah, I agree. It cannot be more than two. I think there's going to be a bunch of teams with three wins. It's not. We need to root very hard against the Panthers the rest of the year. And although, let me ask you this, Dan, do we want the Panthers to actually get the number one pick as opposed to like two or three? Do we want to be in that position as Bears fans if Fields continues to do this? Like, do we want to be like, okay, do we give up on a guy that just threw up 3,800 yards for maybe the next best thing? Man.
Dude, I'd like to have the option.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Of course. Of course, okay. I would. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an awful offseason if that scenario plays out where Justin throws for 35 touchdowns and then we're like, oh, what do? But we still suck. I don't know. I'm not ready to go there yet. We need to.
That's fair.
We need.
That's fair.
But I think, yeah, we want the number one pick. And if we're going to be bad, we might as well just be the number one and number two pick.
Yeah.
I don't know why we've moved off that. We've won one game against Washington. It was like, we're probably going to be picking like 11. It's yeah. Like, what?
I know.
How did we get there?
As of right now, we are still the number two pick with Carolina. It's the number yeah. one. It is amazing. I do. But, you know, I'm just projecting. We're almost a third of the way through. I just want, you mentioned Caleb Williams. I just wanted to put it out there. Let's continue to talk about Thursday just briefly in regards to the Golden Cock, the
okay.
Zero Doinks Cornish Hen Player of the Week. We put him on ice until the Bears got their first win of the year. There's a lot of nominees. Most of them are DJ Moore. I did see a Robert Tonyan out there because he had two catches. I did see Dan Campbell get some love as well. I don't think I saw Justin Fields get any nominations from our fans and eggs. I feel like I saw one more. Oh, Kari Blasingame also got a nominee, which is fantastic. Dan, what do you think? Any of those catch your fancy? Do you want to veto? It's up to you. What do you want to do?
I mean, I'm tempted to just take Terrell Smith just to be a fucking troll, but it has to be DJ Moore. I mean, that was such an incredible game. And he had the one pass that was called out of bounds. Like, he could have had mm-hmm. closer to 300 yards. So I don't know. That was one of the best performances by a receiver that I've seen in Bears history. So I'm going to go DJ Moore.
That's interesting. Yeah, I don't think we've had DJ Moore even get in the top three for Cornish Hen votes this entire year. I do think statistically it was. Oh my God, Dan! Oh, thank you so much! Thanksgiving's around the corner! Put your hens in the fridge because they have been shoosted! Hey, I'm a suicidal hen this week! I have been absolutely buried in the garage by Ty in Ontario. Happy Thanksgiving, Canadians! But I'm out! Bears have won! Go fuck yourself, David! Ha! Whoa. Wow. I don't know. I didn't realize he had problems with the guys on 670 The Score. You got the you get the score in Canada. I guess they stream.
Oh my God! Build up to it is what crushes me. Like, I know I can't take a drink because I'm gonna spit it everywhere. I feel like you may have gotten an update inside of your home to shut the fuck up.
I did. I just got a whoa, way too loud. Please get a bit more quiet.
Get a bit more worth quiet.
It. Worth it. Absolutely worth it. Oh, you know what? It's it's not, and nothing to do with me. It's the hen. He's been trapped. He's been in Ty's garage, apparently. We learned. So kind of crazy.
So hold on a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
In the Cornish hen bit, are we to believe that the hen's in your home with you? If this is your first time listening, Bill and I do not record this in the same location. Is he calling in? Here. Like, when you're in your mind, how is the Cornish hen relaying this message? Well, and does Dan, he also wear headphones?
He does. He is in a third box on StreamYard, and it's muted the entire show. Except he's obviously listening very carefully for cues when he may have an opportunity to speak. So we've never seen him. He does not have a camera, but I assume he looks exactly like your average pilgrim.
Okay. He's a hen. Mm-hmm. Does he wear pants?
No, I don't think so. Well, he'd have no way to pull them up, I don't think, right? You think you need opposable thumbs for that, I would suspect.
I get another follow-up hen question. Sure. And I hope I'm in the trust tree here, and I don't want to sound dumb. Are Cornish hens all female?
I I I would have to think that the answer is no, but would they, maybe could they fertilize their own eggs if is, not for a male?
Well,
do they
like, a, like, are there like roosters, but for hens?
Hmm. Okay. So you're suggesting that, they're mixing species, kind of like a rooster comes and I, yeah, you just jumped on the internet, so this is about to get super weird. I mean, I guess to answer your question in a roundabout way, I've never seen a picture of a Cornish hen's penis. So
yeah, that's exactly where I was going.
It's kind of what I was thinking. So I don't know.
I don't know. What's come up in your search? So just immediately when it pops up, unique to the breed is that the type of male and female are identical. Males weigh 10.5 pounds and females weigh 8 pounds. Although Cornish hens are not among the beautiful breeds of chickens, they're unique in their own ways.
Well, that's disrespectful. Like that, why are you giving a shot across a Cornish hen's looks? That's like Adam Schefter's tweets where he's like, Justin Jefferson's out. By the way, he'd be the greatest wide receiver in the history of the Bears. Like, come on. If you want to talk about chickens, talk about chickens. Don't bring a hen into this.
Right.
I don't get it.
I don't know. I'm glad you didn't know that right away. I didn't want to come off as too dumb.
No. We're definitely in the truss nest in the tree, I think. Yeah.
They have eggs? I mean, they have eggs, right?
I was just thinking the same thing.
You eat
thing.
Those?
Yeah, they're like Cornish hen eggs. Probably like it Mariano's.
Are Cornish hens just chickens, Bill?
I didn't think so. But why'd they... I'm starting to wonder. Are hens chickens? Or are hens hens? Are they... Are hens a female chicken? Are we still in the trust nest?
Well, all right. Now people also ask, is a Cornish hen a chicken? The first line is, for starters, Cornish hens are chicken.
Wait.
But the comparison isn't quite as straightforward as it sounds.
Wait a minute.
I'm so confused. Could someone slide into our DMs and just dumb it down for us, please?
Yeah.
Because there's now a lot of chickens and roosters on my screen right now, and I'm disturbed.
And what's the difference? Like, is it?
I don't know.
Like, I'm guessing it has something to do with their knees. That would be my suspicion.
I mean, it's a real shame we don't have a Cornish hen that joins us on here to ask those hard hitting questions.
It's a great
but
point.
But I believe the hen has already departed. So
yes. She, I think, we can conclude now, has logged off StreamYard. This is interesting. Oh, would you like to play a little Keep an Eye on Dan?
Yep, I would.
Keep an eye on Dan. Promise me you can. He gets out of hand if you let him. So keep an eye on Dan. And don't forget.
Each week, I quiz the fuck out of Dan Doinks by reading him 3 tweets from 3 journalistic Bigfoots. One of the tweets was written by Dan Wiederer of the Chicago Tribune. One of the tweets was typed, I assume, by Dan Pompey of The Athletic. And the third tweet is created in the weird mind of fake Dan Wiederer, who is neither of us on the show, as far as everybody knows. This week, like last week, there is a bonus round. Brad Swig's tweet will be read on the air, but will not count toward Dan's record. Dan is 10-5 on the year. He has a 6-tweet winning streak to get way above 500. Things are hot. Dan, are you ready for this week's Keep an Eye on Dan Twitter entries?
Ready.
First tweet. Game, set, match. The losing streak is over, but can the momentum build? That's tweet 1. Okay. Yep. Tweet 2. Fields to DJ Moore for 56 yards and a TD. Wow, wow, wow. Tweet number three. It's fitting that Dick Butkus's passing leaves us feeling like we've been hit by a cannonball. And tweet number four. Ate some gas station catfish an hour ago. Headed to the ER.
I love the addition of swigs. sorry, I think I'm going to be sick.
So is he.
Definitely. All right, I'm going to work my way backwards.
Okay.
Swigs is number four. Slam Shockingly. Dunk on that one.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. That's absolutely true.
Did he say gas station catfish?
He did. He did. He said, ate some gas station catfish an hour ago, heading to the ER. Probably a great idea.
Do you think it's... Did he just eat all the bones as well?
Yeah, I would suspect that all the bones would be in some gas station catfish for sure. For sure. Absolutely.
I don't know why it's so funny. Okay. Oh, all right.
A lot to unpack that one. Shocked that you got it right, but you know, congratulations. It does not count toward Dan's record though. It does
okay. I'm sorry about the coughing.
That's okay.
All right. So the number three was Butkus.
Yeah.
That's Pompey.
Okay.
That sounded disappointing. Disappointing. Okay. I'm going to go fake Dan 2, real Dan 1.
Very close, but you were 1 and 2. You got Pompey right, of course, because he's talking about a dead Chicago Bear.
Okay.
And then, yeah, you just mixed up your dance. I made it extra difficult this week because you've been too red hot. 1 and 2, not bad, right, Dan. And you got the swigs bonus. Congratulations. This has been another rousing take on Keep an Eye on Dan. Fresh after some Cornish Hen talk and Bears Commanders review. Dan, we'll see you next segment, buddy. Congratulations on not going 0-3.
We gotta definitely write a song about how we do not diddle kids. Do not diddle kids. It's no good diddling kids.
All the way back, just like the Bears, this schedule is starting to turn optimistic starting this Sunday at home against Minneapolis, and Dan Doinks is here to talk all about it for probably the 14th time. He's going to walk us through the streets of Minneapolis, St. Paul, where he became a man.
Barely. Yeah, let's do it. It's pretty lame overall. This might be our most boring one. There's really not a whole lot of juice here, but let's talk about those Minnesota Vikings. Vikings. I feel like it was a Mike Ditka thing. Vikings. Mike Ditka. He's
from the Capitol.
He's concerned, right? After Butkus died.
Yeah, that did cross my mind too. How the fuck did Butkus die before Ditka, although I guess I don't even know how old Mike Ditka is.
He's actually only 38.
Oh.
Yeah.
He looks a little rough.
He does look rough. That, he looks terrible. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's do this. Bears, Vikings lead the all-time series 65-57-2. The Bears have lost 4 in a row to the Vikings. The last home win against Minnesota was September of 2019. So we're on a rough streak here, but very well could turn it around. Head coach, Kevin O'Connell. Mm-hmm. Bad coach? Where do we land on him? Unknown?
Yeah, he's probably at the end of this year, his record is going to be exactly like 500 probably, right? So it seems about right.
About right.
Yeah.
He's actually 14-9 currently as a head coach. Mm-hmm. So not a terrible start. Mm-hmm. He's part of the Sean McVay coaching tree. I feel like that narrative has sort of dried up.
A little bit.
Ooh, yeah. Under Sean McVay. Ooh.
I feel like those coaches have just been sort of,
Hey, I'm Sean McVay. Hey. I might not coach again. We'll see. I don't know. I don't have any draft picks. And I'm a Southerner. I'm from Georgia. I'm Sean McVay.
Look at all my assistants. They're all so young and white. They're the branches from my tree. I'm Sean McVay. Look at my pool.
It's a good pool. Kevin O'Connell was a third-round pick out of San Diego State. Feels like a little too high of a pick. Mm-hmm. He was originally from Carlsbad, California. Didn't look this up. What is Carlsbad? Is that like a bunch of Carls that were bad? Where does that name come from?
Yeah, that's a great question. And is there a sister city Carlsgood like somewhere in Eastern Europe?
I don't think they have
one of those signs? No, you don't think so?
Mm-mm. No? I don't, though. No. Okay. No, because nobody wants to be there, dorks.
Do you know any Carls?
Yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know one. Yep. Kyle Doinks, who's been on this show, his dad.
Yep, I know.
He's a Carl.
Dan, I'm going to tell you right now, there is something called the Carlsgood Caverns.
Wait. Oh.
Oh, it's in a cartoon. Maybe that's... It's in Scooby-Doo. Okay. I was not a big Scooby-Doo guy back in the day.
No.
I don't know if you were.
What's their deal? They were... Were they teenagers?
That Scooby seems... a bit bearded to be a teenager. Not that you can't grow a beard as a Ute, but was he a child molester? He might have been a child molester hanging out with young
kids.
So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the other like cleaned up guy, he has some skeletons in his closet.
Oh yeah.
What were they doing? Was that their job?
Yeah. Were they magicians? Or were they crime fighters?
I don't know. Who was asking them to do this stuff?
Wait, who's Shaggy? I think I just said that Shaggy's name was Scooby.
I knew what you meant. Scooby's the dog, of course. Shaggy is the his buddy, owner? Does he own him?
Yeah. Kind of John Arbuckle situation, I'm sensing. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh no!
We don't need to. We don't need to explore that any further.
Eat that lasagna. Don't eat it.
Why is it so salty?
Is that how Garfield talks? I feel like
you gotta talk like this. Oh, hey, it's me, Garfield. I hate Mondays.
Is there any such thing as a male cat? Just like a hen? Are they all females? Just like hens, cornichons.
I think they're all sexless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's move. Just truck along here. There's not a lot of good stuff here. Defensive coordinator is Brian Flores. It's his first season with the Vikings. A lot of weird stuff going on with the Dolphins as a head coach. He was 24-25 as a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
You think he'll be a head coach again?
No, I don't. Not in the NFL. Maybe college.
Because of the lawsuit?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like when you cross that Rubicon, I'm not saying it's fair, but I think he's on the naughty list.
Okay. All right. Assistant head coach is Mike Pettin. He's head coach for the Browns for two seasons, Bears defensive assistant in 2021, Packers defensive coordinator for 3 years before that. He's from Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Which is the same place that Pink grew up.
Hmm.
You big Pink guy?
No, I'm more of a two in the stink guy.
I knew that was coming. I knew it.
You can tell by the smirk on my face.
Yeah, just... right on a T for you.
Is that by Beefs? It's got to be by Beefs, right?
No, Beefs is in New York, right?
Yeah, but New York is wide.
Oh, excuse me. I don't body shame states.
What is where are they from? Doylestown?
Doylestown.
Okay. PA to what's the place called? Boneyard? No. Bone some skulls.
Bleached butthole skulls, something like that, yeah.
Beefs in New York. I'm just putting Beefs in New York. That ought to narrow it down. I don't know.
All right, fair enough.
You can go from Doylestown to New York Penn Station for only $18.
Okay,
and it's an hour and a half. So I feel like it's not that far.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's something I'll never do. All right, offensive coordinator is Wes Phillips. It's Wade's kid, played quarterback at UTEP. Moving on, a pass game specialist / game management coordinator, which was an interesting title, is a guy named Ryan Cordell. His bio says in 2022, Cordell served as the Vikings game management coordinator and played a key role in helping the Vikings become situational masters. That was in his bio.
No,
I don't like that.
That's terrible. What has that gotten them? Nothing.
No idea.
Yeah.
I think he's, I don't know. I feel like it's just a fancy way of saying it. He likes video games and he's a dork.
Yeah.
Let's go with wide receiver coach is Keenan McCardell. Former wide receiver, 63 touchdowns all time. Defensive line coach is Chris Rumpf. Bears D line coach in 2021. His son, Chris Rumpf the second, plays for the Chargers. Keenan McCardell. Why can't I say his name? How do you say his name?
I think the second year in a row we've had trouble. Keenan McCardell?
McCardell. He also has a Keenan McCardell the second.
Oh.
Is Junior just dead? Is that not a thing anymore?
Maybe. I don't know. It's all this new wave stuff. I don't really understand it.
Okay.
I kind of like it, though. I kind of like the second. That's cool.
Yeah.
It gives you gravitas.
Okay. I'm number two. Their general manager is Kwezi Adofo-Mensah. Okay.
Bad?
They wanted polls, right?
Yeah. They did. Then they justified it after. Said, oh, we never wanted him. Just like Fields.
Yeah.
They wanted Fields. Yeah. No, we didn't want him. We're just kidding. We wanted Kellen Mond. Kellen Mond is our guy. He said we're the future. Hey.
That's how they all talk up there.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey? Oh, I'm Minnesota nice. Oh, unless I'm a cop.
Oh, oops. And Kirby Puckett.
Yeah.
He's a bad guy. He's dead.
He is.
He was a bad guy.
Yeah, I think the second he started beating his wife, he immediately got glaucoma.
Oh, that's like a side effect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're on
that's it on the co- yeah, that's on. There was a bunch of Wilfs, Ziggy Wilf. There's like a million of them that own. It was overwhelming to try to figure out which Wilf was the best. There is like, there was one like buried in the front office, like at the bottom, and you could just tell he was the black sheep of the family. His name was like Jason Wilf. And they're like, he enjoys boating, and he has kids. The end. Everyone else had like a professional like headshot, and his looked like it was a passport photo from Walgreens.
Yeah,
it was something's going on there. And I did, if I had more time, I'd dig into it and I would figure out what's going on with him and with Hens.
Yes, Jason Wolf is the Rich McCaskey of the Wolf family. So he is absolutely in that mailroom dropping envelopes in the wrong box. Catch my drift.
We like Rich, or was he a dick too?
It's fine.
Oh,
he's,
okay.
He's dickish, but
okay.
Kind of like surly, just surly. That's all.
Okay.
Which I get. It's like either I could be president of this multi-billion-dollar NFL franchise, or I could be the male guy. Although I guess at the end of the day, his inheritance probably is all the same. So,
right,
I wouldn't mind dropping mail at that point.
No, hell yeah, that would be sweet. Just sorting mail. I did that once as a temp job when in my early 20s. It was kind of awesome.
Did you get anthrax?
Not to my knowledge. Mm-hmm. It was great. I fucking restocked supplies and dropped mail. It was awesome. For like an insurance company in the loop, it was nice. Awesome. I had no worries. I could get drunk, show up drunk, and just be like, I was fucking sorting the mail today. And it was great. And then I thought, you know what? I should probably find a real job. And I did.
Big mistake. Yeah.
Big mistake. I could have been an all-time mail guy, mailroom guy.
Mm-hmm. So, you know what? We're a pro Rich McCaskey podcast, I think, is what we just concluded. Yeah.
He's my favorite McCaskey.
There you go. Good on you, Rich. I could see you. I'm picturing you as an elf putting your cheek up in the suction thing, just getting sucked up from floor to floor. That's what I'm picturing
I would
right now.
Gladly get sucked all day at work. I highly recommend it. If you're a young person out there just looking to get in somewhere, mailroom. Be a mailroom guy. They're fun. Everyone loves them. And they treat you like shit. So builds up some thick skin.
Like an elephant.
Like an elephant. Especially in the dick.
Has this been Minnesota Preview?
I think so.
See you next segment.
Bet, hedge, lose, reload. Bet, hedge, lose, reload.
Hams and bread. Hams and bread. Hams and bread. Hams and bread.
Zero doinks!
Yes. Yes.
Zero doinks!
Yes. Go!
Zero doinks!
Push the ball. Push the ball.
Hams and bread.
Go!
Sausage!
Yes. Go! Kick it in!
Hams and bread.
Let's go!
I've been watching the film at night.
Everybody's tuning in to get those hot, hot picks.
Okay, you know what? We're back and we're better than ever. So you know who's doing great? I don't know his record. I wish I did, but Rick, I hope you tell us in your segment that I hope you have sent. Take it away, Rick.
All right, twinkers, we are back, baby. For the uninitiated, this is Rick Fieldsman. Hams and spreads, hams and bread, zero doinks. The Bears are back, baby. The Bears are back. I've been waiting. I've been telling you to just hold on. Just hold on a little bit. Just give it a little bit of time to breathe. Let it marinate a little bit. Let those balls air out a little bit. I love where the Bears are right now. They are just, they're going to win against Minnesota. They're going to win their next couple of games. They're right back into this, baby. Packers stink. Bears are awesome. Lions are going to have a very Lions-esque second half of the year. Get your funds in now. Eberflus Coach of the Year. You know that I hump that. Anyways, so Rick had a rough, not rough, I would say, Rick navigated the wayward passage in a very appropriate way. Rick went 1-1-1 last weekend. 6-10-3 on the season. I know not exactly the picks you're looking for, but guess what? My performance is the antithesis of the Lions' performance. Lions have been good. Rick's been bad. Lions about to get bad. Rick's about to get good. Let's get into the picks.
Hands and spreads, pick one.
Oh, these are all so hot. You know what? Let's start with this one. Lions versus Buccaneers. I love the Lions here. Lions minus 3. So the antithesis starts. It's a week early. So, yeah. So I like this pick versus the Buccaneers. I mean, Lions minus 3 versus the Bucs. It's just an automatic play. They play October 15th, Sunday at 3:25, the afternoon game. I love the Lions here. I just absolutely love them. The Buccaneers are so bad. Lions minus 3. Let's go to the next pick.
Here's its spreads. Pick 2.
All right. I was a little late getting my picks in because Connor Bedard, he got a point and he won me $31. Appreciate that, Connor. All right. Let's go to the second game. We got a game at noon. We got the Saints versus the Texans. Now, I was talking to somebody this weekend. It was actually a 10-year-old kid. And he said, hey, are the Saints good? I said, no, they're terrible. Meanwhile, I think the Saints beat somebody by like a lot, and they're 3-2. I don't know where that came from, but guess what? They're still not good. Texans are where it's at. Nico Collins is on pace to be MVP. Just wait. Nico Collins is going to have a 3-touchdown weekend. He's the real deal. He gets open, he stays open, he catches the ball, he finds the end zone. I love Nico Collins, and I love him in the spot. Houston Texans, 1.5-point dogs. I will gladly take those points, but they might win outright. Texans it is. Let's go to the last pick.
Hands and spreads, pick 3, printing money's pick of the week.
No, not sponsored this week. Had a wonderful weekend. Wonderful weekend. Did not have time to go find sponsorships, but don't worry. I'm staying afloat. My unpaid internship position is staying afloat. Even the sponsorship dollars, I'm not sure where that gets funneled, but maybe the FTX trial going on will tell us a lot more. Anyways, let's go to, you know what? You know where I'm going. Bears Vikings. Okay, now what does Rick always say? I love home dogs. I love home dogs. The Bears are at home. 2.5-point dogs. Minnesota Vikings are just... I do not get this. Justin Jefferson is out. Kirk Cousins is dog crap. The Bears are showing me everything that they are, and I love all of it. I love it all. Give me the Komet run. I don't care. I don't care. We'll take it. Got screens on third and 12. Love it. Let's do more of them. I love home dogs. Chicago Bears plus 2.5. I am absolutely riding the Bears. Classic trap game for the Vikings. Classic comeback story for the Bears. And there you have it. What else? Closing comments. It's getting cold. Got the hoodies out. It's big man weather. I love big man weather. I am back in my element. I can now socialize myself a little bit more. And let's just send it right back to the boys. And as always, have a good one.
New music, Rick. That's interesting. I don't know if you said it in the segment. I can't remember. I was so engrossed with where he recorded this. I'm sure it was the backseat of a stranger's car. Rick is 6-10-3 on the year now that he went 1-1-1 again. This guy keeps pushing.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. Do you think he picks one of them that's like that he thinks is a guaranteed tie? Do you think he's... That's his angle. He wants to get as many ties as he possibly can.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be impressive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just a clean wash across the board. I would support that. That would be great.
Dan, I assume Vegas has a line for Bears-Vikings, which I'm sure will lead the entire league in ratings this upcoming weekend because these are two juggernauts. Bears are going to go 13-4. What do you think? What do they got? What does Vegas think, huh?
This has Adam Amin written all over it. Who do you think's going to do the game?
Yeah, it's not going to be Greg Olsen. He's going to be spared. There's no chance he'll be there. Yeah, no. Adam Amin.
And yeah. Stink, your boy Stink. Is he a Fox guy?
Is he still a thing? He might be.
I think
so. You know what? I hate to put this out in the universe, but this has Beth Mowins written all over it.
Ooh.
She's on an NFL crew this year. This would be a Beth Mowins game. Like that
Beth Mowins,
sleepy 11 a.m. like Big Ten game that she used to get.
Okay,
this is that game. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't mind her. But you're right. It's like always Purdue, Indiana at 9 a.m. on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. You're hungover. All right. Well, whatever. Yeah. We'll deal with it.
Welcome to Chicago, Beth.
Yeah, welcome, Beth. Bears and Vikings are both 1-3-1 against the spread this year.
Weird.
The over, though, for Bears, 5-0.
Fuck yes.
Only team that has yet to have a game that didn't hit the over this season. That's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
At least we're going to suck. At least there's points. At least we can see
touchdown dances. Ooh, touchdown. Ooh. I'm Garfield.
Do the gritty. We need, by the way, I was going to say we need Garfield to make another run back like Grimace did.
Yes.
My kids asked me what I want to be for Halloween, and I was told I would already have a costume that they've gotten for me.
Okay.
But dead serious, they were like, "What do you want to be for Halloween?" And I said, "Grimace."
Yeah.
And they're like, "What do you mean, Grimace?" I said, "I don't understand your question. I want to be Grimace." They're like, "You just want to paint your body." I was like, "I would like a full body suit like Grimace." I said, "We have similar body type, so it can't be that hard." But I want to be Grimace, and I would like to be Grimace.
That's
reasonable.
Yeah. If you were, like, let's just play this out a little bit from prior Zero Dunks episodes. Would you go to a neighbor's house, like, break in, either blatantly or smoothly, probably hard to do smoothly in a in a pear-shaped purple outfit?
Yeah.
Would you slide into somebody's primary bedroom, if you will, Dan, and maybe hide in a corner and maybe turn on some romantic tunes and just wait for an arrival?
No. I would, everything but the tunes, because you're going to need to hear my voice when I say boing, 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 and also just constantly announce, "I'm Grimace. Hey, it's me, Grimace, in the corner. If you have candy, great. If not, no worries. I'm Grimace. Boing, boing, boing. Keep up the good work."
Would you give advice?
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of advice would you give?
Slow it down. I can't see.
Probably.
Why are you not wearing socks? Something like that. I don't know.
Yeah. He's got a fetish. Grimace does. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
Stay fully clothed in the ankle down region. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I would imagine it'd be hard to see with that costume. Costume? Mm. I say costume. I've heard that I pronounce it weird.
Costume? Is that what you're saying?
Costume. Costume.
You have like an H in there.
Costume. Yeah.
Costume.
Costume.
I'm going to go to the grocery store. Costume. That's fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe only my Central Illinois accent can say it properly.
Are the Bears favored?
The Bears are favored. Sorry, I got lost in Grimace there.
I did. That one's on me.
Who hasn't? There is a line for this weekend. Bears are not favored. I've been told by Bears fans that we are going to run the table this year, but somehow Las Vegas and Joe Fontbowl have decided that these Bears are underdogs. The line is now 2.5. I believe I saw it open at 3. So it's moved a touch. Bears are plus 2.5. Over under is 44.5. You're going to want to hammer the over again. 44.5 is not nearly enough points for these two teams. Justin Jefferson's out. I get it. You're going to hammer the over. That's what I like. I want to give you a pick for the game itself, but I would like to hear from you first, Bill.
Yeah. This line smells. There's a smell attached to it. I don't know in which.
Ooh, that smell. Can't you smell that grimace smell? Boing, boing, boing.
You have pipes of gold, buddy. That sounded amazing. I can't wait to listen to that back in my own bedroom. Okay. This has Bears money line, like an obvious Bears money line pick, which makes me nervous with Justin Jefferson out. You know what, Dan? I'm going to go oppo here. I'm going Bears money line. And yeah, I'm humping the shit out of that over. You know what's funny? In the look ahead, the preseason look ahead, it was Bears plus 1. So somehow, that doesn't make any sense, right? They both kind of stink.
Yeah.
And somehow it's a better line in favor of the Vikings, and they're missing their best player. Explain that one.
Fountain Bow. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me. Although Vegas usually knows what's coming, right? Like they know how these teams really are, but maybe it's a little overreaction from the Vikings hanging in there with the Chiefs. So yeah. I'm going to do the opposite of what Vegas thinks, and I'm going to take Bears minus 10. You're going to get that at plus 471. You're going to just, it's free money. It's going to be a blowout. Bears win 45-2. There's unfortunately going to be a safety right at the beginning of the game, but there will be 45 unanswered points by this offense.
I could see that. I can hear Beth Moens just crowing from the press box right now because Biggs just brought her some leftover catfish.
I could see what gas station would that catfish be from?
Come and go.
Okay, good. You ever hear the ads for what is it? There's like a burger place.
Mm-hmm.
What's his face?
Carmen DeFalco.
DeFalco does ads. Mm-hmm. Pride Store. The Pride Store. That's it.
Yep.
You ever been in one? Is it awesome? As awesome as he makes it sound?
No. Yes, I have been. And I have eaten actual food from it before. There's one close to one of my places of work when I'm not doing Zero Doinks, believe it or not.
Hinsdale?
Maybe. Hard to say. And there is. There is.
Ogden and York Road? That one?
Yeah, bingo. Bingo. Okay. And it's not bad. Definitely not as good as he's making it sound, though. And it takes some... a little extra convincing of yourself to try to eat like actual food when, you know, somebody just threw some petroleum 20 feet behind you. So I'll probably die in a week or two, but no big deal.
Okay. All right. I have two follow-ups to that.
Yeah, go ahead.
One, which we can talk about later.
Cheese dog.
No. Okay. Gross. If that's what you actually eat there. Mm-hmm. Hinsdale made me think of Doug Kramer. Your boy's back.
Yeah.
He's off IR.
Yep.
Number two, best gas station in the world is Wally's in Pontiac, Illinois. Have you ever been?
No. Pontiac.
Highly recommend it.
Is that Central Illinois? I don't know Pontiac off the top of my head. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Central Illinois, 55. If you're heading, I don't know if you're going to St. Louis, I don't know why you'd want to do that, but, or Bloomington. Bloomington's a great town. Wally's in Pontiac. Highly recommend it.
What is it about
Wally's? They have
like
a barbecue stand.
Oh.
They have like barbecue. They make their own beef jerky. They got desserts. Great place to dump. They got it all, buddy. They got a lot of big souvenir section. It's great for the whole family. Highly recommend it.
Okay.
We're proud to be sponsored by Wally's in Pontiac, Illinois.
Oh, that'd be like a perfect Gray Balls sponsor, actually. Sponsored by Wally's.
Yeah. It would be great. I'll slide into their DMs and see if they want to sponsor a 35 and over league in a town that's roughly 2 hours away from them. So we'll see how that goes.
That ROI will be explosive for Wally's in Pontiac.
Yeah. Oh,
that's I like it. I should have known that was Central Illinois. That does sound very familiar from drives around that
area. It's not that old. It's probably like 5-ish years old. Oh, it's not. Okay. So, yeah, whatever. Bill, what games do you like this week?
I was trying to remember if I noticed any. A couple teams have bye weeks. And I don't know, Dan. I know there's a really bad-looking Thursday night game, Chiefs-Broncos. That's the only one that I know off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's a 10.5 point spread. That's a bad one. Looking at the
Panthers have Dolphins.
Bingo. They're at Dolphins. Mm-hmm. You want to guess the line there?
Oh, God. I hope it's 13.5.
You nailed it. It's 13.5.
Finally
got
one.
Holy shit. Nice job. Not a lot of great games. We haven't talked about the Patriots. Belichick on the hot seat?
Yeah, I think so. They're the team that I worry about most, going back to the conversation about who could steal the number one pick from the Bears via the Panthers pick. Their schedule is very difficult. And I don't think at some point they're not going to give a fuck, right? They're going to want to get Mac Jones the fuck out of there, whether it's Caleb Williams or your boy Drake May. They're terrible. How did they get so bad?
I don't know. They're awful. They've gotten smoked 2 weeks in a row. But they're at the Raiders this week, and Raiders did not look great, I guess, but they just beat the Packers. It's only a 3-point spread. Only 3 points.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. That seems low, but
go Pats.
That feels like a sucker bet.
Jordan Love, he's not playing this week. Right? Bye week, I think. Does he suck?
Correct.
Does he suck?
I think he stinks. I think he stinks. Yeah.
I think he might.
It's good to see. That's fun, right?
Yeah.
We're having fun with it.
I'm loving it. I just love the post-game stats that were flying around. So I love that he was the butt of like every Twitter joke that wasn't even just Bears related. It was like he was getting a rough ride last night on Twitter. Can he not complete a pass outs like beyond 5 yards? Is that a problem? That's a problem.
I think that was a stat I retweeted as over 20 yards. He's like 0 for 22. He hasn't completed one yet, I don't believe.
Not great.
You know, it's hard to take a victory lap as a Bears fan until he flops against our own team. So I'm enjoying it, but I'm not rubbing it in. I'll say that much. Average
and
cheese
will,
guys. We're just watching.
Yeah.
We're just watching. We're just naming a few stats. That's it.
We're wondering if he sucks. We think he might.
People are asking. Mm-hmm. People are asking. People like we're Google. People also ask.
Yeah.
Does Jordan Love stink? We didn't ask. I just Googled it.
I want to get lucky on Google. They still have that option. I want to get lucky. I don't think that's exactly the phrase. That sounds wrong. I also
I think
don't
that
want
was
to do a victory,
Jeeves, wasn't it?
Yeah, might have been.
Well, there is a button that says I'm. Oh wait, I'm feeling lucky. If you hold on to it, it says I'm feeling hungry. I'm feeling funny. All right, we're gonna do that. Jordan Love. Let's see.
Okay.
Jordan Love. I'm feeling funny. Just a bunch of pictures of cats. What is that? Funny cat memes.
What?
What's happening?
What does that have to do with Jordan Love?
I don't know. All right, let's move on.
I don't want to do a victory lap, especially against the Raiders. And a lot of people are like, oh, Raiders defense sucks. I want to survive Max Crosby for Fields. I want him to survive before I do any victory lapping, too. I think, Raiders are coming to town in a couple weeks.
Yep.
I'm not talking shit about the Raiders defense until they're out of town.
No, he's quick off the line. Holy shit. Oof. He's a monster. So no other games that I really love. Detroit's at Tampa Bay. They're favored only by 3 on the road. So are you still rooting for the Lions? Are you still a big Lions fan, or where do you sit with that?
Yeah, I have the second part of the tattoo, the Lions tattoo, to be completed in a couple weeks. I'm still a bit tender and sore. It's actually just a big picture of a nude Wayne Fonts that wraps around my, you know, my thighs. Okay. So you can't really tell until my thighs are fully together. It's like, I gotta do it. It's like a magic trick.
Wait, he's got like both one shoulders on each of your thighs?
Yes.
And he looks like he's like opening his hands when you're doing the...
Yeah, it's like the skull chant that they do like in Minnesota, right? That is, but I do it with my thighs, and it's like, oh, it's Wayne Fonts. I think. Wait, nope, it's spread apart again.
Face,
oh,
maybe. And his face is just moving closer to a couple lines on your other thigh.
Yep.
She's just doing blow off of your. Well, maybe it's on your dick. I don't know. I don't know how tattoos work. I don't have any
either. No, you definitely don't. Never seen them. So, yeah, big Lions guy. They're good, unfortunately. They're a good team.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think.
David Montgomery's playing well. I'm happy for him, actually. I will say that. The rest of the Lions, fuck off. Bears fans, knock it off, rooting for the Lions. They're in our division. Stop it. Stop it.
Frank. That was for you.
Dan Campbell, he talks about eating kneecaps. Give my golden cock. Blah, blah, Dan Campbell, go fuck yourself, Dan Campbell.
This has been Hams and Bread with a lot of hams and spreads in the middle. Thank you, Rick Fieldsman. Thank you, Rick and Coach Cuse, for the new music. Also, the intro and outro for Rick's segment. Dan, we'll see you next segment, buddy.
Clap my cheeks, Grimace.
You know what happens when it's warm in Europe to a soccer ball? It expands. It doesn't contract, it expands.
Do you have a bear that you fantasize about every Sunday? So do we. It's Bear's Fantasy Corner.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Ooh, a lot of Bears players to fantasize about every Sunday or Thursday. In this case, Sunday at noon, Beth Mowins will be in the house, guaranteed. Dan, last week, one of us finally, for the first time all year, picked a player that got positive points. Do you remember who both of us or either of us picked?
Was no, Tanya
you picked,
in the mix?
I think you no, you picked Big Dog, I think.
Oh, I did. You're right. I did pick who did
who
you
was
have?
A goose egg. Kari Blassingame.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Fucking nailed it.
How many points did he have? Did we even look? I mean
no, but it was probably like 1.5 would be my guess.
2.6. He had 26 yards rushing. Holy cow.
Not bad. Not bad.
Eight attempts. Holy cow. That just blew my mind.
So I guess that makes me 1-0-4, and you 0-1-4 this year in Bears Fantasy Corner. This is a big week for you to get on the board. Dan, because of that, I'm going to give you the right of first refusal. You get the first pick for Bears Vikings. Who you got?
So now that Chase Claypool is officially out of our lives, he's down in Miami. I think there's a lot of room for there's a lot more chances for guys to get points in that room specifically, which is why I'm not going to go with that. There's just too many guys to try to get their mitts on the ball. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with a guy who's been way overdue. I'm going to go with the big dog, Mercedes Lewis. He's going to have 8 rushes for 26 yards, and that will be enough for Bears Fantasy Corner for me to finally get points this year. Big dog, Mercedes Lewis is my clit. Bill, who do you like?
I love that pick. You took it right out of my mouth. congratulations. Usually the opposite of what you try to do to me from the chin up. Dan, you mentioned a lot of Bears injuries, and there is no room that has been more affected with injuries than the Bears running back room. Therefore, I'm going to completely avoid it, and I am going to go with a spot that has changed hands an awful lot, that being the center position. I'm going with Doug Kramer. He is my click to pick. He will absolutely get many snaps. He is going to recover a fumble, and he's going to advance it forward. He's going to get credit for rushing yards, and he is going to beat the big dog. Doug Kramer, you are my click to pick.
All right, how does that work? If Doug Kramer did get yards, would it show up in our – it wouldn't, right?
I don't know. We'd have to I'd love – that's a great problem to have.
Here's – Bill, I'll tell you what.
Okay.
Doug Kramer gets more than half of a yard, the week's yours. I don't care if Big Dog gets 5 touchdowns, it's your week, okay?
Yeah.
Deal? Gentleman's agreement. Is that a thing? We're just gonna
sounds
go
right to me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Deal done. Okay.
All right.
All right, Frank, write it down. Thank you, Frank, by the way, for keeping stats. Yes. And I'm sorry to sort of poke fun at Dan Campbell and maybe yourself a little bit. I love you.
Me too.
Bill, who do you think were the top performers this week?
I wonder if Fields was up there again in the top three. I hope he was. Is that true?
He was number 2.
Yes. I don't know the other number.
Who is number 1?
Sam Howell.
DJ Moore was number 1.
Oh shit. Duh. That was a leading question.
First time, I mean, DJ Moore was number 1 and Justin Fields was number 2 in fantasy stats this week. Awesome.
Yes.
Just awesome.
We're back.
So this is two weeks in a row for Fields in the top 3. Jamar Chase finally woke up. He had 40 fantasy points. If we're looking at top 3 of non-quarterbacks, the only other one in the top 3 is Travis Etienne, who I was infatuated with for years and then gave up on him this year when he's finally showing up. So that's good for me. Bottom players of the week presented by Glad and by Taysom Hill. Let's see. Who are negative players this week? Wide receiver out of the Jets, Xavier Gibson.
Okay.
Another wide receiver from the Steelers, Gunnar Olszewski. They were both at -2.
Okay.
And a Denver wide receiver, Marvin Mims, at -1.3 point fantasy points. Mac Jones, also a negative player this week, had -1 fantasy points as had, 110 passing yards, 12 of 22. He had 2 interceptions and a fumble. Holy shit. He's horrendous.
He all the way sucks, doesn't he?
He's so bad, and it's awesome because he's a shitty person too, right?
Yeah, I think he is.
He's a dirty player.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he like knees people in the balls for fun. Yeah, that draft class is looking real bad for quarterback. Zach Wilson, I mentioned on our WhatsApp chat, I'd watched a decent amount of Jets Broncos for God knows what reasons. Like red zone, couldn't get away from him. Zach Wilson might be the worst quarterback I've ever seen, and I'm a Bears fan. Like, I mean, think about how many quarterbacks we have seen come through town, and I think they're all better than Zach Wilson. I think every one of them. He is awful. How do you not, and I know I'm biased because I'm a big Garrett Wilson wide receiver guy, but like, just put the ball in that guy's direction and he'll make you look decent. He doesn't know how to do it. He's terrible. And you called it first, Dan.
Yeah, he's awful. Trey Lance has got to be better than those two, right?
He's got to be. He can't be worse.
How is he that's not like, I mean, he's obviously buried on the Cowboys bench and he's thinking, my chance is coming sooner rather than later because Dak Prescott stinks.
Mm-hmm.
But you could put that guy, I mean, think about it now. I feel like the Jets would trade for him and give him like a pretty good pick just to give it a shot, just to do something different. At least he's mobile, I think. Maybe not since he almost lost his leg last year. But those are bad quarterbacks. And Justin was right there up until these past 2 weeks. So, yeah, what do we know? It can't relate, Bill. Can't relate to bad quarterback play. Don't even know. Not even sniffing that.
No.
What is that smell?
Green Bay to understand that.
What is that smell?
Exactly.
So we're talking about the Saints just had an offensive explosion at the Patriots, which means Taysom Hill was also in that game.
Okay.
He had 2.25 fantasy points, making $38 million a year. I may have exaggerated that a little bit. Taysom Hill, you stink. Thank you for sponsoring this part of Zero Doinks. You're terrible.
You are awful, but Dan, you are not awful. Thank you for clicking around CBSSports.com for us so we could enjoy the top and bottom three performers of the week. Dan, you beat me in fantasy this week by like 0.4 points. I'm not ready to talk about it yet. This has been Bears Fantasy Quarter. Pick your guys. Doug Kramer is probably available on your waiver wire. What, while?
Waiver wire.
Too many hams. Too many hams. See you next segment.
Waiver wire.
The line I will let you down. The line I will make you.
Weirdest Big Ten minute, and I love it so much.
Big Ten minute.
A bunch of fat, pale Midwesterners just roaming around Pasadena.
You love the Illini, and I have a life.
I bleed orange and blue.
Gophers -3 is my pick. I respect your love for the Illini.
Shove it, shove it, shove it. Row, 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 shove, shove, shove.
I'm, like, pretty much the only Gopher fan that people know. All right, Big Ten Minute. Our teams fucking stink, so here's what we're going to do, Bill. We're each going to do 30 seconds. It's going to be Big Ten Minute for real this time. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will start. Here we go. Okay, the Gophers suck. They suck big dick. They were on national TV this past weekend. They played Michigan. Michigan's now maybe the number one team in the country. I don't know. Gophers lost 52-10. They threw a pick six on the second play of the game. They threw another one later. They are fucking trash. They're off this week. They will still find a way to lose. I hate them. I hate the Gophers. Season's over. Grow up. PJ Fleck on the hot seat. Bill, we are at 26, 27 seconds. How about your Illini?
Illinois played Friday night. For some reason, they hosted Nebraska, and they found a way to lose, even though they only gave up 20 points. Go fuck yourself. Illinois' offensive coordinator, Barry Lunny Jr., absolutely go fuck yourself, light yourself on fire. It is basketball season almost, but before we get to that, Illinois has to play at Maryland, who looked decent at Ohio State. I don't know what the time on the clock is. I think Illinois will be in the top 55
seconds
preseason, and Terrence Shannon is a first-team All-American. Okay, see you next segment.
Cats can break your heart. Have you begging, please? Begging, please.
If you ever wanted to tell Dan and Bill Doinks what to do, well, now you have a perfect chance by going to cameo.com or downloading the Cameo app and ordering a very special something for the somebody special in your life. They can roast your grandma. They can sing a song to the lovely lady or man in your life. They can give a pep talk to your kids. We don't know. We're open to anything. And Dan might even take his shirt off for you. So give us a shot. It's the best way to support the show besides listening every week. Go to Cameo, look up Zero Doinks, and order you something so special today.
All right, let's wrap this motherfucker up. Bears all the way back. I can't wait. Bill, I know we skipped through Big Ten Minute pretty quickly, and I think that will probably be a running theme from here on out, probably until basketball season. Then you can proudly talk about it. Terrence Shannon, by the way, is he like a ninth-year senior? Feels like he's been around forever.
That's the best thing to come out of COVID is Terrence Shannon having extra eligibility for Illinois basketball. Thank you, Rick Fieldsman, for eating that bat in China a few years ago.
Yes, thank you, Rick. We didn't mention it, but we'll just mention, you and I mentioned it off air. Illini are getting 14 on the road against Maryland this weekend. This is dark times for our teams, man. They stink. They just absolutely stink.
But you know who doesn't stink is the Toffees of Everton. Am I right, Dan?
It's Toffee's Corner.
Football.
It's soccer time.
Add it, you know, your history. It's enough to make your heart go.
Toffee's Corner.
Ooh, love your kit, Dan.
Corner kicks.
Our boys in blue.
Top of the table.
Toffee, Toffee, Toffee.
You're correct. Everton's all the way back. They're, I don't fucking know. They're like 15th on the table. They won last week against,
I don't even remember.
They're back.
Did they beat the Wolves?
No, I don't think it was Wolves. I think it was Brentford, maybe. I don't know. I'm ashamed. I did actually watch most of it. So they're back. They're back. They're good. They're never getting relegated. God bless the new owners. Yeah, let's do it.
What you got?
I got, so this coming up weekend, Bill, I am going to watch my two least favorite college football teams play in person. I'm going to the Iowa-Wisconsin game at Camp Randall this coming Saturday.
Oh, I feel like, do you go up to Madison once a year for a game? I kind of feel like you do.
Correct. I was up there last year for the Illini game, but we didn't actually make it to the game. We decided to just bounce around the bars. But this year we actually have tickets and we've all committed to going. There's a handful of Iowa fans that I'm with, and I saw them last weekend. They're like, oh, you got to root for Iowa. And I was like, buddy, I would gladly like to – I would, if there's a world where both teams could fucking lose, I want to be there for it because I fucking hate both teams. So I'll be there. It was setting up to be like a Big Ten West championship game, I think. They're the two best teams, maybe, which is pathetic. But now Iowa's – trash, especially since they lost JJ McCarthy, right? He's out for the season. So sorry, I'm crushing it tonight with the players. Are you sure it's not Justin Herbert?
I can't speak tonight, so there's no judgment. I don't know. The Bears winning has completely thrown off Zero Ducks.
It's buckled us.
We don't know what to do.
So I will be there in person. So maybe I'll see Tim there. I feel like I'll see Tim there.
That'd be great. Tim, it would be great. Let Dan know where you're going to be, how many sausages you're going to have in your paws.
Right.
Big paws. Dan, did you golf this past weekend? You were it up. Yeah. Did you drink?
I did. I did drink. It ended up being like an all day, drink fest, which was great. We were celebrating a birthday in my neighborhood, which was fun. And the guy who celebrated his birthday does not drink. So I felt like I needed to drink on his behalf as well. Played at Arrowhead, if you're familiar, in Wheaton. Is that Wheaton? That's Wheaton, right?
Yeah. Heritage.
I still stink. That's fun. We decided to play in a scramble though, which is like perfect for me because I can just hit the shit out of it. I don't care where it's going. My shirt stayed on. Shirt did stay on because it was a little cold and it was a little bit more of a serious group I was in, which just made me drink more. So
jokes on them.
As a team, we shot 3 under, which was not great for a scramble, but we did not win.
Okay.
What else can I answer for you? But yeah, top stayed on this time, which was this. But I still suck at golf. And then all of the wives met up for dinner that night for the birthday dinner. And I quickly realized once I saw Jordan that I was way more drunk than I had thought previously. Yeah, on the ride home, I was slurring my words a lot.
Okay.
And it was a Sunday night. It was a Sunday night, Bill. So it was a rough Monday morning at work. Also kept my shirt on at work, which was great. But yes, that's all I got for you. But did I tell you about the last time I played at Arrowhead? Did I mention this last time about my shot on 9 on one of the courses? There's 3 courses, right? It's like 3 9-hole courses. But there's one that approaches the clubhouse.
Okay.
I was pretty close. I don't know. Maybe I was like 100-ish yards out. And I just was like, you know what? I'm going to take a full swing and just see if I can just get this in the air. I hit an absolute line drive and just there were people outside on the patio just having lunch and I just smashed it against the clubhouse. I mean, you would have thought I missed a window by about maybe a foot and a half, like a window way up high. Like I thought I was hitting it over the clubhouse. Like I just fucking smashed it and it was a line drive. And the sound that ball made against the siding of this building, like I immediately, like the guys I was with was like, what the fuck are you doing? And like, I feel like people looked our way and then I looked backwards, like it was someone else, but it was very obvious it was someone in our group. So when we went to the turn, I wouldn't even get out of the cart. I just kept going and, nice. It was bad. So as we approached that same hole, this go around, I hit a much better shot. But I was very nervous then, but nobody was outside because it was a bit chilly this go around. So if you played Arrowhead and you're familiar with that particular hole, think of me and you'll probably see a dent way up high in the side of the clubhouse.
I love that you like now have a home course too. Like every weekend you have a standing tee time at Arrowhead. You're getting out there. I love it. Yeah. I've done the dinner after a golf dinner with wives after a golf outing sort of thing. It's never good. Or like take the family out for dinner after. It's not great. Cause you think you're like super smooth too, right? Like, this is great. Kids aren't going to know that I threw down 14 Miller Lights in 4 hours. Like, you know, it's bad. It's bad news.
Yes. And like, speaking of thinking you're smooth, previous weekend I went to a birthday party and the last golf thing I went to and I got annihilated. And I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself. I don't think I am, but I woke up on the couch the next morning, halfway through the night with pizza on the floor. Did I tell you about this?
You did. Yeah.
The slice of pizza. Okay. Did I mention on Zero Doings? I apologize.
You did. If
that's, it's fine. Okay. All right.
You're good.
Sorry. See, my brain's melted, Bill. It's just fucking gone.
It's because the nothing. Bears. It's because of the
I
Bears.
Got nothing. Yeah. The Bears are back.
Yeah.
I haven't watched the show The Bear anymore. I need to get on that so we can discuss that further. I'm having trouble just building up to it. Like that show doesn't rev my engine.
Well, keep working on it. Just keep, you know, it's like that. You can't give up. You've been out at the bar all night and you know, things aren't happening for you the way that you want. You just got to keep working. You just got to keep.
Okay.
Don't quit. Don't quit, Dan.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Got it.
Speaking of things that are erotic, I'd like to officially welcome Eric from Virginia to our WhatsApp chat. Great addition. He's been a big Zero Doinks fan. I think he owes us an interview, though, on Zero Doinks like the other eggs. So we'll have to get to that in the off season, maybe, and you know, fully approve him. But he's a good chap. Navy guy.
Okay.
He's a vet. You know, you've talked to him.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your service, Eric.
I want to
know. Is Mark threatened?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we're starting to create some tension, and I like it.
You're a big Coast Guard guy, we've established, right?
Huge Coast Guard guy. Love dipping my whole body into the water whenever I can. Yes, absolutely.
Up to your shoulders.
Yep.
Coach okay. Cuse, what do you think his what do you think Coach Cuse's favorite branch is? Whichever one Davidian. Doesn't require it, whichever one doesn't require showing your tongue.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Throwback season 4. Dan, this has been a pleasure. Actually, one of our shortest episodes in a while. I encourage our audience to listen all the way through for yet another new song at the end of this episode, celebrating the first victory in nearly 365 days. It's been a pleasure. We don't know what to do with ourselves. You could tell this has been slightly awkward. I guess they need to win more so we know what to do the following week. That's what I'm learning tonight.
Yeah, we can do it. We can do it this weekend. Hammer the over. Yeah, we got it. Bears minus 10. That's a lot.
Are you going? You going to be there in the house?
No.
No. Okay.
If anyone wants to buy my ticket, slide into my DMs at Gopher Bones.
Ooh.
I'm not going to discount it for you. I do have parking, though. I'll throw in parking. How about that?
Okay. Discount code Arrowhead Siding. This has been Zero Dorks. See you next week. Hopefully celebrating a 2-4 Chicago Bears outfit. That would be fantastic. Dan, thank you for your service on Zero Dorks.
Thank you. I love you. Bye.
Fuck you, baby pressures.
Can't think of anything better than what happened in the last year. But you know what? We're all here together.
He fucking murdered cancer. That's what he did.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he did.
Suck my dick, cancer.
The big C.
Go Bears.
Go Bears. Get help, Jim Miller.
Jim Varney's dead. Sorry about that.
I just talked to Grimace Shake. Ooh, that's so delicious. Do you want that Grimace Shake? Yes, it's so delicious.
Breathe in for luck. Breathe in so deep. This air is blessed. You share with me. This game is wild, so calm and dull. False starts they raise. No self-control. Your throws are smooth as they graze by. We're doing fine, we're doing nothing at all. My hopes are so high that your blitz might kill me. So won't you kill me, so I die happy. My heart is yours, oh DJ Moore. To break or bury, or wear as jewelry. Whichever you prefer, the crowd is hushed. Let's not get busted. The clock unwinds here, undiscovered. Safe in here from all the stupid questions. Hated Comet Run, man, that is so dumb. Stay quiet, stay near, stay close, they can't hear. So cold Comet Runs. Hopes are so high that your blitz might kill me. So won't you kill me, so I die happy. My heart is yours, oh DJ Moore. To break or bury, or wear as jewelry. Whichever you prefer. Hands down, this is the best day I can. Sound of Jack Del Rio, the dim of when we realize it's too late, it's a win that we share.